on, stand up on your feet. And let's pray before we get into the Word today. Well, that's an entrance, isn't it? Yeah. Amen. I don't think Elvis could do better than that. Amen. Pray with me. Say that with me. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I open my heart and I open my ears and I expect you to minister to me and speak to me right where I am. My heart is open and my ears are ready for all that you have for me right now in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, we just thank you for your word today. We just thank you, Lord, that you minister to us right where we are. Lord, with open ears and an open heart, we just thank you, Lord, for speaking to us. Lord, you have placed within us and given us all authority and power. You took the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and you turned and you gave it to us, the church. And that's why we can declare in all boldness, we were born to tear down hell. We were born to walk in victory. We were born to walk free from the curse. And Lord, we just thank you for all these things today. And we thank you, Lord, that you speak to us right now. In Jesus' name. And everybody shouted, amen. Turn to your neighbor, give him a high five, and you can be seated. Hallelujah. It was so hot outside, I couldn't wear my coat anymore. Whew. But we're glad it's all cool in here. Amen. We had to practice like seven times to get it in here without killing everybody on this side of the building. But hey, what an entry. Amen. Hey, I want to talk to you today about boldness. That's what this message really is all about. And I think so many people have a wrong idea about your victory a lot of times and about what we really have. Because God did not make you or save you. Jesus didn't die and bleed and be raised from the dead so that you can be a weak and miserable Christian. Well, I'm just going through life trying to get by. You know, God has mercy every day on me, man. Praise God. You know, somehow we make it. What a defeated attitude. What a terrible idea about what the goodness of God is. The goodness of God for you and the goodness of God for me is victory. He called you to be on fire. He told you to be excited about the things of God. He didn't call you to be weak. You know, if you look up the word boldness, if you look it up in either the Greek or the Hebrew, they both say almost the same thing. It means confident assurance. But I really believe I love the Vines version of the dictionary best. The dictionary about boldness in W.E. Vines dictionary, it says to dare to be or to dare to do. Everybody say dare to be or dare to do. You ought to remember that today. God's called you to be daring. Amen. He called you, if he really spoke to you, you ought to be able to go after hell with a water pistol. With a super soaker. Because he gave you power and authority. See, we need to dare to do. You know, to dare means that adversity or a threat in front of you, if you have adversity or if you have that threat in front of you, you take the dare anyway and you get it done. You don't quit. No matter how hard it looks, you're going to step up to the plate. My God, just throw it at me. Come on. Let me have it. Because I am more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. Jesus plays my guitar. Amen. I am more than a conqueror. You know, I think sometimes you ought to dare the devil sometimes. I dare you, devil! Pull that one more time because I want to use it to magnify Jesus. Do it again. Go on. Hit me with your best shot because I want to use every bit of your junk to magnify the Lord because he made me bigger and better than you'll ever dream of being. Amen. And I know some might be a couple of you saying, well, no, Pastor, that's just a little bit wild. I mean, my God, Jesus, you drove in here in a hot rod, you're squealing tires, you're playing a rock and roll song. I wrote that song, so you just enjoy it. Amen. You know what? My pastor, you're just a little wild and crazy today. I don't think you ought to dare the devil. Well, folks, that's what boldness means. Yes. To dare. Yes. To dare. Everybody say dare. Amen. I dare you to pull another stunt like that, because I'll use it to magnify God. You know, I want to be more like Jesus. How about you? I mean, all the demons squealed like stuck pigs and ran off the cliff and killed themselves, right? When Jesus walked up to where the madman of Gadara was, and he said he's given you the authority and power of the Lord. He's given you power and boldness. He's given you all things that pertain unto life. But that's what boldness does. Boldness is more bold than any lion could ever be. Boldness is more than anything that the disciples ever did, because he put his greatest and best in you and in me. We can do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think by the what? Power that works where? In us. Amen. See, that's what boldness does. Boldness does not get intimidated. It dares to do the impossible. Amen. Boldness dares to do the impossible. Amen. You know, when I think about daring the devil, I always think about that story that Brother Hagin told a long time ago. He had a friend of his that was doing a meeting at the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship in Phoenix, Arizona. And he drove all the way across West Texas, and he stopped to get gas as he was getting close to where the interstate's crossing into the next state. And he stopped to get gas, and there was this fella filling up his pickup truck up the pumps, and he had tattoos all over him. But on his arm, one of them said, "Born to raise hell." And Brother Hagin thought to himself, as he's putting gas in his car, he said, well, you know, that's totally counter to what I've been born to do. And the Lord spoke up on the inside of him. He said, "No, you were born to raise hell." Well, raise means to level or to destroy. One of the translations I read, raise, R-A-Z-E, means to annihilate, to bring to total obliteration. That was one of them I read. Another one read, to raise means to not only obliterate, but to wipe it off the face of wherever it is. You've been called to raise hell. Amen. You've been called to raise hell. Amen. He, you know, Brother Hagin said the Holy Ghost told him that I've written that on every believer's chest. You've been born to raise hell. Amen. Say that real bold. Come on, you're going to dare the devil? Say it with me. I was born to raise hell. Say it again. I was born to raise hell. Bring it on. Tear it down. Annihilate it. Obliterate it. Amen. Bring it to rubble. You know, when you realize you've been born to raise hell, you look at the devil in the eye and say, "I double dog dare you to do that again. I dare you to say that one more time." You know, people, when they go to sporting games, they talk smack about to all their friends. You know, "Well, Alabama's this and Tennessee's this." Jesus is more than all that. Amen. Jesus is way more than all of that. You know, I believe boldness is a state of heart that comes after you've become righteous and you've begun living your life on the principles of God's Word. I believe that boldness is not only a way of life, but it is also a learning process of a lifetime affair with the one who loved you more than anything. Amen. I believe that. You know, what is righteousness? Well, let me give you some simple definitions of righteousness here. Amen. And I'll get to this verse in just a moment. But here's some simple definitions to the word righteous. You know, one definition is morally right. Morally right. In fact, the word wicked refers to being morally wrong. Now, I want you to see Proverbs 28:1 here. The Bible says, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are what? Come on, read it out loud with me. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are what?
Bold
as a lion. That's a commandment for you and me. We're supposed to be bold. Amen. Bold. I believe boldness is a state of heart. Righteousness means morally right. Wicked means morally wrong. Well, morality describes a standard of living that is described by the principles of God's Word. To be morally right would be choices, decisions, or lifestyles predicated on the Word of God. Morally right would be choices and decisions that we make living on the Word. Can you say amen?
Amen?
But the other side of the coin is this. Morally wrong would be choices, decisions, or a lifestyle that is not based upon the Word of God, but doing your thing, like the old song from, what was it, Mother's Finest? It's your thing, do what you want to do. You living like that, you're not going to be going very far in life. Even if you become successful, it'll be a hollow victory. Because being morally right on the Word of God is success in life on a whole new level. Amen. On a whole new level. People whose lives are not grounded on the Word of God, they may be courageous for a time when they face hardship, but as a whole, they will do what they can flee from when it's difficult. They only go so far and then they're going to run away because they just can't deal. People who ground their lives on the Word of God, will be better able to deal with the adversity. And ultimately, we are overcomers. Can you say amen?
Amen.
How many times have you had trouble, but you overcame?
Amen.
And how many of you know it's because of what the Word did in you?
Amen.
Jesus, right? What Jesus did in you. Amen. See, when the Bible is your basis for all the decisions you make in life, you're building a foundation where you can boldly build a life that overcomes all the time. You're not looking for victory, church. You're walking in victory every day. He paid for it already. Quit acting like you're weak and undone and God, you know, I can't do this, I can't do that. No, you can do. You can do all things through Christ who what? Smacks you around, beats you like a government mule? No. I can do all things through Christ who what? Strengthens me. See, the greater one's on the inside. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, how else can I describe boldness to you? I like this verse in Philippians. Paul says in Philippians 1:20, and he says this by unction of the Holy Ghost. He says, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness. And you see that word there? You ought to look that up this afternoon. Underline it in your Bible. Look it up in different translations. Paul says, you know, it's my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed. I will never be ashamed. But with all boldness, as always, so now also, Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Whoo, that's some preaching right there. Again, you see two extremes in this verse. Two extremes. A life of shame versus a life that magnifies Jesus, even in physical death. That's a whole different thing. Amen. See, shame is a product of actions or mistakes. That's why I wanted to preach last Sunday about he's the God of the second chance. Shame will cause you to live differently. Shame will cause you to let your insecurities be in control of everything in your life. How you perform, how you walk, how you talk, all the things you do. You'll let your limitations be the crutch that you carry all around all the time. And you cannot be that way. Because as Christians, folks, shame doesn't need to be a part of our life experience. I can look back on it and be thankful that God got me through. But again, shame is a product of actions or mistakes which you're not proud of. Maybe you failed at something. Maybe you got fired. Maybe you quit on something. You just gave up. Maybe you were rejected by another person. Anybody ever had that happen? Maybe you feel ashamed because you stood for your healing for years and nothing has happened. Shame can come at you in a variety of ways. But again, as Christians, how many believers I have here today? Come on, let me hear you. How many believers do I have?
Amen.
See, as Christians, shame doesn't need to be a part of our life experience. Of course, being shameless doesn't mean you don't make mistakes and then suddenly become perfect. The blood of Jesus is what removes sin. He removed it from us. He gave you a new address. You left that house. The blood of Jesus wrote you a change of address card. Instead of living on barely get along, you're now on Thunder and Lightning Lane. And your engine revs real loud. Amen. Amen. The blood of Jesus removes sin from us once and for all. And we confess it, that way we're not ashamed. And we can declare, I live boldly for Him. Amen? You need to understand there's a difference between being labeled and being free. Let me say that again. There is a huge difference between being labeled and being free. I don't know about you today, I'm free. Amen. I want to show you about what this description is all about. Because this description is really what it means to be bold. In 1 John 4 and verse 17, the Bible says this. It says, herein is our love made what?
Perfect.
Man. Whew. Herein is our love made perfect that we may have what? Everybody say that we may have what?
Boldness.
I can't hear you.
Boldness.
Our love has been made perfect by Jesus so that we can have what? Boldness. Boldness in the day of judgment because as He is, so am I right here, right now. Amen. As He is, so am I right now. When you understand this, let me try to explain it a little bit even deeper. In the larger context of this term, day of judgment, that normally references the day that believers are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, not for being in penalty, but you're standing before Him being justified for what's already been done. Because you're standing before Him because you're there to receive your reward. And He says we need to have boldness for that day. I'm standing in victory. I have boldness in that day because of what Christ has done for me. I don't know about you, but the blood was more than enough for me. Amen. That's why Paul said you've been justified. Everybody shout justified.
Justified,
justified never done it. Amen. Justified, never done it. Why? His love was made perfect in me so I can step up with all boldness in the day of judgment because as He is right now, so am I right here, right now. I've been washed. How about you? Woo! Amen. That takes unworthy out of the picture, doesn't it? Well, I guess I'm not worthy of receiving my healing. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You're letting the devil smack talk you down. You've been delivered. You're the healed of the Lord. Well, I just can't have, I just seem to be just barely getting by. Ho, 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 ho. That's a bad confession there, because Jesus broke the curse of poverty off of you. Don't believe that smack talk from the devil. You've been redeemed from the curse. Amen. See, understand there's a difference between being labeled and being free. I'm free. How about you today? Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Well, let's take it a little bit further, you know. How is Jesus right now? I mean, judgment, if you get down to it, you got to realize judgment can stand on its own. But if you look it up in the concordance, judgment simply means in this verse accusation or condemnation. In the day that accusation and condemnation comes our way, if we want to be as Jesus is now in the world, then you and I need to be bold. And say that again. Changes the way you talk, doesn't it? Changes the way you're walking. Maybe change. Oh, God, I'm going to have to drive fast. Rev it up. Turn it on. Why? Because the blood was more than enough. See, the devil wants to accuse you, label you, condemn you, tell you you're not good enough. Do you know he's been doing that ever since the Garden of Eden when he convinced them, oh, you don't have to worry about judgment. It'll be okay. And now the whole world today thinks there's no God, that they'll never be judged, and they're on their way to a devil's hell. It's a big lie. But you and I as believers, we've been what? We've been redeemed. We've been judged worthy. Amen. How many of you have been judged worthy? Amen. In the day of accusation and condemnation, if it ever comes towards you, I don't know about you, but just as he is, I am in this world, and I need to be bold about it. Again, how is Jesus right now? Well, right now, my Jesus, your Jesus, is sitting at the right hand of the Father. My Jesus and your Jesus is far above all principalities or powers. Amen. Well, but not only is he far above all principalities and powers, but he's all above all dominion with all things. According to the book of Ephesians, he's put all things where? Under his feet. And Ephesians says he turned and gave it to you, the church, so that all things are under your feet. Amen. See, that's why there's a big difference between being labeled and being free. I am free. Shout that out. I am free. See, that's how we know in this world that all is well with us. Woo! Because of what the blood has done. What he's done for me. What he's done for you. You know, the next time, you know, the enemy's going to accuse you of stuff. That's just the way he acts. That's his M.O. And he's going to bring circumstances to you. That's just his M.O. There'll be things, I'm telling you right now, I know it's just good news, Pastor, but you're going to have circumstances come at you at times. Hey, praise God. Hallelujah. Got something to shout about. Amen. Oh, he's going to do it. You know, he's going to bring things against you. If you abuse your body too much when you were young, he'll label you as somebody who's never going to be able to be healed. Oh, if you're not, you feel like you're not smart enough, he'll label you as a dummy. You'll think all your life, you know, I'm just not smart. I just can't do it. I just can't make it. I just don't have the brains. Where'd that come from? You've believed the smack talk and have labeled yourself. How about this one? You know, oh, you know, I was too lazy. I just couldn't get enough education. Here's one that's going around right now. I'm not the right color. Come on. It's a lie. On and on and on, the enemy will use circumstances and smack talk to label you. But folks, it is through these accusations that the enemy wants to bring you into captivity, through a sense of being unworthy, condemnation, and failure. Well, this is where you need to stand up and pull your britches up. Amen. Put your rock and roll jacket on. Covered in the blood. And you put it on. And even though he's making these accusations and he's trying to tell you you're a failure, you still stand up and say, "Well, devil, you gave it your best shot, you dummy. And you didn't make it. You got kicked out of heaven. And the word is going to work for me because I'm not the one that ticked off God. You did. I've been washed by the blood. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and I'm going to shout about it every day of my life." Amen. So I'm asking you today, what should you do when the accusations come? What should you do when condemnation seems to come at you? What are you going to do? Well, you're going to be bold. You're going to be bold because boldness enables you to be like Jesus, how he is now in this world as he is in heaven. You got the goods. Amen. See, without boldness, you'll be defined by the accusation and you'll be defined with the condemnation. But because you got boldness, when stuff comes against you, you know that Jesus is at the right hand of God the Father and he's living big in you. And he's placed all things under your feet. Amen? Come on, shout amen.
Amen.
Everybody say this, say boldness speaks.
Boldness.
You know, I talk about it all the time. Every other couple of emails, I always mention the power of your words. And you know, you got to know that boldness needs to be a fact in your life. That boldness involves something. I always talk about the power of your words. And you got to check and see what your words look like when stuff is hard, when you've got wrong thoughts. What's coming out of that mouth of yours? Well, what are you speaking out of your mouth today? Amen. Remember the old films we used to watch in biology class, the little super 8mm stuff? "This is the frog. This is how you dissect the frog." Y'all remember that? Yeah. You got to check and see what's coming out of your mouth.
"Well, I'm just an unworthy worm. I'll never make it in life. Jesus don't love me. I'm just a sinner."
Well, you're letting yourself be labeled. You can't do that. Your words change the picture. You need to see yourself in the family picture that you're in now. Because you are in the family picture of God. You've been delivered. You've been set free. And you've been justified just as if you'd never done it. Amen. I'm telling you, when trouble comes, you need to check and see if you're being critical or if your words are making it harder. Because it says a lot about the kind of character you are when the words are flowing out of your mouth, what kind of character you have. And you're supposed to have the character of God. Amen. You see, boldness always shows up first in your mouth. That's why you need to put your money where your mouth is. Amen. You need to be bold because it needs to show up in your mouth. Let me close with these last few thoughts. Throughout the Word, we see that boldness comes up in a lot of different ways. But you'll never do something that you haven't been bold enough to speak about. And in scriptures, we see that boldness shows up in utterances before God involves himself with supernatural manifestation. Listen to me. This will help you if you're healing. This will help you with your money problems. This will help you with all sorts of stuff. And these scriptures, they're in your handout. I put them in there on purpose so you can go read them in different translations. But these are references, for example, of where utterance came out of their mouths before God got involved. That's why your words matter. A lot of people will spend their prayer life begging God to do something that He's already done. He's already given the Holy Ghost, but a lot of people will pray for things that He's already done. It's up to you to act on them by faith and start dancing, start shouting, start running, start getting free. You act on it by faith. You act on it by faith. When you got born again, it was by faith. When you got filled with the Holy Ghost and you spoke in other tongues, you did that by faith. You need to understand the connection. And it was the words you spoke out of your mouth that helped you to receive that, wasn't it? Absolutely. All throughout these scriptures here that you'll read today, boldness, when you're bold to speak the word and you utter the word before God, He involves Himself after that because He watches over His word to what? You need to do a whole lot more speaking than you're doing. Amen. You need to do a whole lot more speaking than you're doing. See, boldness, regardless of circumstance, proclaims the truth of God's word. We ought to be bold and say the words, I am more than a conqueror. In who? In Christ Jesus, my Lord. In fact, say that with me. Be bold about it. Shout it out loud. I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Say it again. I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. He's yours, isn't it? You're more than a conqueror. How about this? My God has supplied all my needs according to His riches and glory. Hey, be bold and say that right now. My God has supplied all of my needs according to His riches and glory. By Christ Jesus. See, it's so simple, but our brains want to get all religious and dumbfounded and label ourselves unworthy. That's religion. The blood was more than enough. Amen. The blood was more than enough. I'm more than a conqueror because of Him. My God has supplied all my needs because of Him. How about this one? I can do all things through Christ who has what? Say that out loud. Make the devil mad this morning. I can do all things through Christ who has strengthened me. Say it again. I can do all things through Christ who has strengthened me. Do y'all believe that today? Yes. All right, one more example. Maybe you go to the mailbox in the morning and the mailman delivered you a little bill. And that bill was something you were not expecting. Maybe the rainstorm came and you had to fix your roof because it had a water leak. Anybody ever had that happen? Boy, I had to replace the whole roof. That wasn't exciting at all. Our house, it was not exciting at all. My God, I grabbed hold of everything. Lord Jesus. Listen, there's going to be times you're going to get something unexpected. And you got to stop and ask yourself, what are the first words that are going to come out of that mouth of yours? I don't know about you, I hate hearing people complain and whine. Because it says a whole lot about what they're not doing. Curl your toes. We're going to start playing Just As I Am in just a moment. I cannot stand hear people whine and complain about things. Because it says a whole lot about the character of God in you. You're either glorifying your flesh or you're glorifying His goodness in you. I don't know about you, but I want to glorify His goodness. The Word tells me His goodness is chasing after me all the days of my life. Huh? He says, I've come that you might have and have it more. You can understand a whole lot about somebody what flows out of that thing under their nose. That's why you got to redeem the tongue. You got to work on those words. Amen. See, do you affirm the potential for the positive, or do you confirm and affirm the potential for the negative? See, if you affirm the negative circumstance, that's what's going to alter your life. But if you affirm and confirm what God has done for you, that He meets all of your needs according to His riches and glory, that will be what you're walking in. Come on, amen. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
See, boldness stirs you up in your faith. Boldness gets you excited about the future. Boldness dares to believe that the Word of God is the truth. And that truth has now become a reality for you and for me. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
See, boldness declares the Word. And the Word of God is the truth that should be our reality every day for each of us. So today, we're going to pray here. But today, you need to start declaring the Word like you've never declared it before. Because I'm telling you, you were born to raise hell. You were born to shout the victory. You were born to stand up in faith and speak the Word of God, because you own it, because He gave it to you. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Come on, stand up on your feet today. Hallelujah. Woo. Oh, Lord, we thank You. Amen. Say it with me. I was born to raise hell.
I was born to raise hell.
Woo. You ought to be free about that. Religion's making you cringe. Religion's making you cringe. Oh, don't say that, Pastor. Hey, I was born to tear it down. I used to live like the devil when I was younger. But my God, Jesus got a hold of me. Man, I'm born to raise hell now. Whew. I raised it differently when I was younger, growing marijuana plants in my bedroom window. But now, I've been born to raise hell. Ha, 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 devil. Woo! You got to be bold about what you got. Are you hearing me? Well, I grew up in the Methodist church. We just don't do that kind of stuff. Listen, my great-grandfather was a Methodist. He used to get up and dance and prophesy at the bishop meeting. When Methodists were Methodist, they shouted and rolled in the floor. Read John Wesley's journal. They threw him out of the church when he preached about the Holy Ghost and got excited. He marched outside and finished his sermon on his granddaddy's grave. It's time for you to lose it before you lose it. You were born to raise hell. Come on, amen. Lift your hands and shout to the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus, we love You. We worship You today. Thank You for Your presence. Oh, we thank You, Lord. Oh, we thank You, Lord. We've been encouraged today to be bold. Lord, we're going to take our faith to the next level. We're going to start proclaiming what You've done for us. Lord, we're going to begin to take steps to be bold in speaking, bold to live this life of godliness and fire. Lord, we're going to do the impossible. We're going to run out and achieve great things. Lord, we're going to do greater things than we've ever done before by the power that You've invested in us. Hallelujah. Lord, we're going to tear it up, hell. We're going to tear it up. We're going to proclaim that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Ooh, to God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank You that we can speak bold and live a bold life, because it's Your life that we're living. Lord, we just thank You that Your manifestation begins to flow out of us, because our reality is Your reality. Just as You are, so are we right now in this world. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for the fire of God, for the boldness of God. Woo! For the righteous are bold as a lion. Bold as a lion. The righteous are bold as a lion. Shout it out. Say, I am righteous. And I am bold as a lion. Say it again. I am righteous. And I am bold as a lion. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we give you praise. We give you glory. Amen. Amen. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Nobody looking around. Whew. Hallelujah. You know, if you're not living for God like you should, you know, today ought to be the best day of your life. And it's so simple to do. All you got to do is ask Him into your heart. Jesus, come into my life. Changed me. I'm tired of living defeated. I'm tired of living without victory. I'm tired of feeling like I'm a loser. I believe you died so I could be a winner. That I can walk in victory because you paid for my victory. I don't care what you may have done. I don't care how bad it may have been. Our regional director that passed away a couple years ago, you know, David, bless his heart, was up for a murder charge. But God. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time. He didn't do it. And the judge gave him forgiveness. If you go to Teen Challenge, if you go to Rhema, we'll get this off your record. And God took care of him. Listen. I don't care what you've done. His blood is more than enough. So if you're watching online right now, if you're here today even, it's so easy to do. And we'll all pray together. Let's pray with everybody here, church. If you're watching online, just ask Him into your heart today. Pray out loud with us. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. And I believe that you sent your Son Jesus to die for me. His blood was shed. He was raised from the dead. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean with the blood of the Lamb. Jesus, come into my life. Make me brand new. From this day forward, I will live all of my days for you. I will speak your word. I will declare your goodness. And I will walk in your victory. Thank you for making me a new creation. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hey, if you prayed that prayer,